Now, I know most of you have heard the latest rumor that Walmart is thinking of moving into the Senior Center thrift store's location at the top of Lands Hill. Now, you know, and I know, this is going to split Camino Island right down the gullet. Some folks will say we already got cheap imported goods at the thrift store. Why bring in a middleman? And some will say Walmart will kill away a life we've come to treasure here on the island. You know, commuting to Smoky Point for our supplies. If nothing else, a good excuse to dodge the chores. The artists are already up in arms. As you know, artists are the vanguard of change, the canary in the strip mall, the little light in the refrigerator. They let you see what's coming before it clobbers you. Now, this is all well and good, but I think there's been a misunderstanding. It's Walmart, not wall art. They're not selling cut-rate made-in-China original art to hang on the wall. The artists still got that market. We got to get the news to them before they start picketing or rioting. Well, now you're going to see a new civil war. The South End against the North End. The old-timers against the newcomers. The discount shoppers versus the boutique buyers. The espresso drinkers versus the drip drinkers. It'll be a bloodbath before it's settled. There's just something about a Walmart that sets off civil strife. Down at the South End, we got pretty near all we need at Elger Bay Grocery. Costs a little more, but sometimes you gotta look a little deeper for the hidden costs of cheaper goods. That Walmart might sell you a hammer half price, but if it's getting used on the neighbor, you need to factor in the ambulance bill. We all like to pay less, well, except maybe the latte lovers. But down at our depressed region, we learned it's probably easier if you just learn to buy less. I know, it isn't the American way, but maybe it would help lessen the social discord.